Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Travel Department. Discover hundreds of unforgettable destinations with expert local guides.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Wanda Sykes is an Emmy-winning stand-up comedian. She's an actress and producer and writer and a regular in US chat shows where she doesn't hold back her views on life and politics and the importance of comedy in all that. Some listeners will recognise her voice from Ice Age. She voiced Granny the Sloth. She also stars in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon, The Upshaws on Netflix. She's worked with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Steve Carell and Chris Rock. And recently she's been working with Kevin Hart on an animation series called Lil Kev, and she's on her way to Dublin. Wanda Sykes, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Busy, huh?
Yeah, you are busy. You're always busy. Now listen, before we chat all about your career, do you mind telling me a little, just for our listeners, Wanda, I think you were born in Virginia, but where did you grow up and how you got into comedy?
Sure. I was born in Virginia, Portsmouth, Virginia. My dad's in the military, he's in the army. So around like the third grade, we made a huge move to Maryland. We stationed at the local base there at Fort Meade. And unlike other military families where, you know, we would bounce around and leave the country, my dad pretty much went from the local army base there at Fort Meade to the Pentagon. So we missed out on all the travel, but that's where I grew up. I went back to Virginia for college, went to Hampton University, a historically Black college, and from there graduated and was working for the National Security Agency, because when you live in the Maryland, D.C. area, you pretty much end up working for the government in some capacity. And then from there, after a while, I just realized that I should be doing something else. And there was a talent show on one of the local radio stations, and comedy was a category. And so I sat down at my desk and wrote some jokes and entered and fell in love. And it's like everything just made sense from there.
And this tour you're bringing to Dublin, Wanda, it's called Please and Thank You. Why that title?
Mm-hmm. Well, it just, to me, it just feels like we've gotten away from just the basic niceties, the, you know, civilities of just saying please and thank you. It's just give me this, I'll take that. And that's huge. And for me, and then also in my upbringing and how I'm raising my kids, it's all about, you know, being kind and thoughtful. And it's so funny how many compliments I get from people who, you know, who encounter my kids, and they're like, oh my God, your kids are so polite. They're so I'm like, you know what, maybe we need a little bit more of this.
And your kids, because they're twins, I think, Wanda, aren't they? Which is so precious. Teenagers,
mm-hmm.
Now. Do you worry at all about the kind of America that your twins are growing up in now?
Absolutely. You know, my kids are, my wife is French and white, and my kids are white. And so I worry a lot being, you know, a minority in my own home. So I do worry about, you know, the influences around them. But yeah, I mean, it would break my heart. My son turns into a little proud boy, you know. But so far, so good. They're, you know, they're on the right path.
And of course, we're all marking 100 days of your president's administration.
Oh, Lord. Oh, good Lord. We're counting them by minutes. That's what it feels like.
You were never a big fan, though, were you?
Oh, God, no. Never. The first round was enough. I mean, it really is embarrassing that they elected a convicted felon back into the White House. I mean, you would have thought that they would have had enough of his shenanigans the first go around. And it's just such a big grift. It's just only thing he's enriching is, you know, his wallet, and he doesn't give a damn about this country or the people. It's just all about the take. That's it.
Does he provide you though, Wanda, as a writer and as a comic with incredible material? Like, is that one positive?
Yeah, but it gets to the point now where it's just not funny. You know, it's scary. It really is. I mean, come on, they're on signals sending war plans. It just people aren't safe. People are being deported. And that's the job. I know our job as comedians, people come to the shows and they want to laugh, and we try our best to find something funny about it, but we all are kind of like looking at each other like this crap isn't funny anymore. This is downright scary now.
What do you think, though? And I do, because I also work as a current affairs and news anchor. I mean, a lot of people, though, voted for him. You know, I suppose one needs to almost respect why they did that.
No, I don't think you have to respect it, because the reason they did, a lot of it's based in sexism, racism, xenophobia. It's all there. I can't think of one good reason why, to support that, to support voting for him. And they're all finding out now. People, oh, we didn't know he was going to, cut our stuff. Well, yeah, that's racism is expensive, isn't it?
It's fascinating. You mentioned that you did, in fact, work for the National Security Agency before you went into your big career now. What did you do there? And you must find it fascinating at the moment, Wanda, when you look at like recent controversies with Pete Hegseth about sharing information. What did you make of all that?
I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't think anyone was that dumb and that incompetent. I mean, on your own signal, it's like these people, these are not serious people when it comes to our nation's security. It's like they're cosplaying as government officials. Like when I was back in NSA, we had, like secure phones where, and they were just coming out, where we had to go into like a separate room to have conversations, and I'm just like amazed at the level. It's preposterous of what they're doing, and also getting away with it. I mean, Signal, come on, that's Signal is for booty calls. That's what it's for. It's not for any type of government business.
You mentioned earlier, of course, Alex, your wife, she's French. Rosie O'Donnell left America because of Trump to come and live in Ireland at the moment. Would you ever think about moving to France if it all got too much for you in the US?
I would send my kids out, but for me, I take little breaks. I leave, and because I'm saying my wife is French, so we go over there and stay a couple of weeks or so. But I wouldn't, up and leave. I just believe my ancestors have paid quite a price for this country to be, where it is now. So, yeah, I would have to stay and fight for it.
As I said, you're coming to Dublin for your show here on the 30th of June. You're also, though, you're an actor and you're a script writer. I love the Upshaws. What was the story you wanted to tell with the Upshaws?
I miss the shows that I watched, growing up. I missed all those Norman Lear type shows. And I love a sitcom. So, Mike Epps and myself, that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to show a working class family, Mike's from the Midwest, and just like, how people really talk at home and deal with the issues that working class people face. Someone trying to run a business. So that's what we wanted to portray. And we had a great time and lovely cast being able to tell those stories.
You seem to be so busy. You never seem to slow down. I mean, we've got, George Clooney, Demi Moore, they're in their 60s, Oprah in their 70s. Are you a bit of a workaholic? Are you going to work forever?
My wife asked me that. She asked me if I don't see myself as a workaholic. I enjoy what I do. So, it doesn't feel like, oh boy, I got to go dig this ditch. I'm enjoying myself. But my wife asked me about retirement. I said, in this business and show business, you don't retire. They pretty much show you the door. So when they show me the door, then I will quietly go.
They'll never do that by the look of it. You did, like many people, have a health scare a few years back, I think, with a breast cancer diagnosis. How are you doing
Yes.
with that now?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything is well. I'm trying to stay on top of my checkups and all. And actually, I'm due for a switch out now. I need to switch out my implant. So you might even see me even perkier. Who knows?
That's like, have you been, by the way, to Ireland before? We were wondering that.
I have not, and I am super excited.
Anything you want to see when you're here, or you're just going to take it easy and look around?
I think it's the last stop on my tour. So I'll be able to hopefully spend a couple of extra days afterwards and just, explore a little bit. I'm really into the people. I love that. I love just meeting the people and into the pubs and yeah. So I'm excited about that.
You're going to love Ireland. You're going to love our pubs as well if you say that. Finally, wanted no phones allowed at the gig you're doing in June. Is that your own rule?
Yes, it is. To me, it's just, and people usually that, like afterwards, they go, you know what? I really enjoyed that because you just put your phone aside, just shut down for, a minute. Let's all just be on the same, in the same space, be present, enjoy, and and then I'm not worried about people. You're having your phone up recording, and the person behind you is distracted, or allows me to give you the best show also.
Yeah, I get it. Finally, what do your children think of your comedy, your brand of comedy? Do they watch your shows? Do they think you're funny?
They can watch things like the Upshaws and everything. They think I'm funny, but they won't tell me I'm funny. They're too cool for that. They're too cool. I'm still just corny mom to them, you know.
Yeah, that's so great. Well, look, Wanda Sykes, it was so lovely to speak to you today. I hope you enjoy your time in Dublin. I think you're going to love it. Your show is
I
called
will.
Please and Thank You. It's in the Ambassador Theatre here on the 30th of June, and tickets are on sale now at mcd.ie. Mind yourself, Wanda. Thanks for being my guest today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.